I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Church planters trust the Lord as tragedy reigns in Sudan. The details coming up. Then later, the Word of God reaches Chinese believers from an unlikely source. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can get involved in just a moment. We'll begin today in Sudan, where strikes continue throughout Darfur state as civil war rages on. Tens of thousands of people were executed in El Fasher, Darfur, in December and January. At least 6,000 people were slain in just 3 days. A gospel worker we'll call John partners with Sudanese church planters.
Many of them are from Darfur. The statistics are not statistics to them. They're losing family and friends and property in the middle of that loss. They're trusting God.
Believers are not only trusting God, they're continuing to serve Him. In the refugee camps they now call home,
where the dominant tribe is Masalit from Darfur, the tribe with the greatest persecution and death, there are Masalit house churches. We've started literacy classes so they can learn to read and write their own language.
With the help of Greater Reach Alliance, believers are making Christ known among the Masalit.
We started in 2018 with the first known two believers from the Masalit tribe. We've now graduated from our school 28, and we have 15 involved in translation of their language. Our Masalit team translated the Jesus film and Magdalena film for women.
Next, the biblical definition of family has been treated as a crime against humanity in Finland. On March 26, the Finland Supreme Court convicted Päivi Räsänen and Bishop Johanna Pohjola. Floyd Robel of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
under a hate speech law that has a very loose or vague definition of hate, that these two were convicted.
They were charged under the War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity section of Finland's criminal code. They published a pamphlet on a biblical family more than 20 years ago. That piece highlighted dangers of gender issues. The case has reignited debate in Canada over Bill C-9.
The concern remains that the loosening of the definition of hate could, in fact, in the long run, do exactly what they say the bill will not do.
It raises questions about interpreting religious beliefs through the lens of offense rather than evidence, similar to what happened in Finland. Right now, Bill C-9, the Combating Hate Act, has passed the House of Commons. Pray for Canadian senators as they debate and vote on the bill. It'll then be returned to Parliament for a final reading.
I would encourage Christians in Canada and those of other faith beliefs not to shy away from living out their faith in public. After all, it is who they are.
And amidst global unrest, Mission Cry has sent two more containers of Bibles and Christian books worth $500,000 each into China. The ministry distributes free Christian literature to spiritually needy people by asking people to donate from their bookshelves and then sending these resources around the world. Now, while the Bible isn't banned in China, access can be limited. However, Mission Cry President Jason Wolford notes government policies can shift quickly.
We look at what's going on with Iran right now. We see the alignment with China and Russia. And, you know, history has shown us that doors for the gospel don't stay open forever. Right now, we still have the ability to ship Bibles and Christian books into Hong Kong and the surrounding region. But this global climate right now could change very, very quickly.
This is an opportunity that many other ministries no longer have. But Mission Cry is still able to reach approximately 30,000 people with resources per container.
We need to get the Word of God into that area as much as we can, especially with the tensions that are going on. The need is great. We just need to keep getting the word into these areas.
Pray for the safety and success of Mission Cry's partners on the ground and the resources they continue to deliver to areas of need. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.